Now, I'm not quite sure when the term cougar began to be applied to an older woman sticking her claws into a younger man, but it's certainly been used to describe Demi Moore, who married a man 15 years younger than her, although no such comment was made about her ex, Bruce Willis, who hooked up with someone 21 years younger. It also became the title of a TV sitcom, Cougar Town, and there's now a dating website, cougarlife.com, which is now operating in this country. How keen are we to embrace the term? Well, Yvonne Roberts is a journalist and writer who I won't be calling a cougar. Claudia Obdenkelder runs the website and is happy with the name. Claudia, why are you content with being called a cougar?
Well, the word cougar was made up by, I guess, some guys a long, long time ago. So it's always existed. It's not a word that I made up. And we just thought we'd shed a little light on it and embrace it and change the word around and revamp it for the 21st century. And it's a strong, independent woman who knows what she wants, knows how to get it, has always taken care of herself, and has just maybe not put relationships first and foremost and has taken care of business or, you know, her success first before getting into a serious relationship or, you know, courting somebody and living with somebody.
Yvonne, what's your response to it as a term?
Well, I mean, as a term, the most obvious thing is it's just very predatory. And I think the older version, you know, once you get to your 50s, you're a Jaguar, and God knows what happens when you're in 60s. But, on the surface, it looks like a great thing. There's women, you say they're women of 35 plus, and the men are 5 years younger or perhaps even younger than that, minimum.
Five
so
years,
30,
yeah.
35, that's, you know, that's no big deal. But when you start looking at Miss Cougar Canada, who's 48, going out with a 21-year-old, again, superficially, it's a sort of the Mae West thing, you know, too much of a good thing is wonderful. But actually, do you really want to be, you know, on the Xbox when you're 52 and your boyfriend's 23? It doesn't seem to work for
well,
me.
Well, my husband is 27 and I'm going to be 41. We're 14 years apart. And he doesn't sit around and play video games or drink beer with the boys. I think it's a very individual thing. So as much as us women don't like to be judged overall and have a stigma put on us as we're like these desperate women, you know, seeking for our youth and pouncing on these young men don't like that stigma as well, as feeling like they've got nothing to offer or bring to the table, or that they're unintelligent and they've got nothing going on but iPods and Game Boys. So obviously we're very choosy as well, and we're not going to date guys like that.
Segment 1.
Now, I'm not quite sure when the term cougar began to be applied to an older woman sticking her claws into a younger man, but it's certainly been used to describe Demi Moore, who married a man 15 years younger than her, although no such comment was made about her ex, Bruce Willis, who hooked up with someone 21 years younger. It also became the title of a TV sitcom, Cougar Town, and there's now a dating website, cougarlife.com, which is now operating in this country. How keen are we to embrace the term? Well, Yvonne Roberts is a journalist and writer who I won't be calling a cougar. Claudia Obdenkelder runs the website and is happy with the name.
Segment 2.
Claudia, why are you content with being called a cougar?
Well, the word cougar was made up by, I guess, some guys a long, long time ago. So it's always existed. It's not a word that I made up. And we just thought we'd shed a little light on it and embrace it and change the word around and revamp it for the 21st century. And it's a strong, independent woman who knows what she wants, knows how to get it, has always taken care of herself, and has just maybe not put relationships first and foremost and has taken care of business or, you know, her success first before getting into a serious relationship or, you know, courting somebody and living with somebody.
Yvonne, what's your response to it as a term?
Segment 3.
Well, I mean, as a term, the most obvious thing is it's just very predatory. And I think the older version, you know, once you get to your 50s, you're a Jaguar, and God knows what happens when you're in 60s. But, on the surface, it looks like a great thing. There's women, you say they're women of 35 plus, and the men are 5 years younger or or perhaps even
minimum,
younger than that.
Minimum 5 years.
So 30, yeah. 35, that's, you know, that's no big deal. But when you start looking at Miss Cougar Canada, who's 48, going out with a 21-year-old, again, superficially, it's a sort of the Mae West thing, you know, too much of a good thing is wonderful. But actually, do you really want to be, you know, on the Xbox when you're 52 and your boyfriend's 23? It doesn't seem to work for
well,
me.
Well, my husband is 27 and I'm going to be 41. We're 14 years apart.
Segment 4.
And he doesn't sit around and play video games or drink beer with the boys. I think it's a very individual thing. So as much as us women don't like to be judged overall and have a stigma put on us as we're like these desperate women, you know, seeking for our youth and pouncing on these young men don't like that stigma as well, as feeling like they've got nothing to offer or bring to the table, or that they're unintelligent and they've got nothing going on but iPods and Game Boys. So obviously we're very choosy as well, and we're not going to date guys like that.